it's a case of trying to resurrect a little bit of history and trying to keep the town alive. Between 500 and 1,000 people come every year to have a look at the site of the world's tallest tree. And with a bit of help from the media, we might double or treble that.
Les Horsfield has a vision to reinvigorate his hometown of Thorpedale in Victoria's South Gippsland. It's just going to take a little while to realise his dream. Hello, I'm Laura Poole. Today I'm at a very special tree planting ceremony.
Tree guards, but we couldn't get one to do it.
So you've made them yourself?
Beg your pardon?
You've made them yourself.
So we made it up, yeah.
They look pretty good.
Yeah. The main thing is to stop the animals from, if they rub against it, you've got enough support to stop them rubbing it over.
Thorpedale is well known for its red rolling hills and the potatoes it produces. But the town has another claim to fame. It's also the site of the world's tallest flowering tree, a mountain ash that grew to 114 metres. You might note the use of past tense here. You see, the tree, it's not here anymore. In an ironic twist of fate, it was chopped down back in the 1880s so it could be carefully measured. All that's left now is a plaque commemorating its existence. What's happening here today, Les? What's happening here today?
We're planting these five mountain ash trees. The mountain ash is recognised as the tallest flowering tree in the world. We thought it was the tallest tree, but a bloke called Roger Smith has been down the Otways and found some taller. The Americans claim they've got one 3 foot taller, but this is the only tree that was measured by a licensed surveyor. So whilst he mightn't get credit for it in Australia because he's an Australian, it is recognised now that it is the tallest flowering tree in the world.
It was a few years ago when it was 86, here.
Did you see the plots, the thing at the door as you come in? Yeah, 86 I think it was measured. And it was cut down to measure it in those days. So even though he was a licensed surveyor, it wasn't hit and miss. He was 100% correct.
And it's 1886 that we're talking about. Do you think it's a bit embarrassing to promote that Thorpedale was the site where the world's tallest flowering tree was chopped down?
I dare say you're 100% correct. But to keep the town alive, it's marvellous what you've got to do. And thanks to our baker, there's nobody else much in the hotel. There's nothing left in the town.
You're here. You're obviously really passionate about this area, about Thorpedale. Why?
Well, since I come here, I've done over 20,000 hours of community work between fire brigades, hospitals and crisis counselling and 101 other things. But if you don't support your own, in a small town where there's only perhaps 120 or 30 people, if you don't do your share, there's nothing done at all.
Yes, we know that. All right, well, we better start doing your share, well, our share. This is a history-making day, isn't it? Now, these shrubs, or these plants, they're about knee height at the moment, so we're going to have to give them a few decades or 100 years to to their great heights.
Actually, the mountain ash, when it gets going, is capable of growing almost 2 metres a year.
Well, there you go. All right, so what are we going to do?
Beg your pardon?
We're going to get them ready to put in the ground?
Yep.
All right.
Come on, son.
You're not going to do the hard work yourself, Les. You're
right,
up, Rod.
There's a tree in the middle.
Rod Densley from Thorpedale. I only live a couple hundred metres from where the trees are going in. I worked for Les for a few months and, all happy.
So what's been involved in getting the site prepared?
Just a few star pickets and some wire, some timber frame around the top so the cows don't knock them over.
Do you see many people coming down this road and stopping to take a look?
Yeah, every weekend there's people pulling up at the sign, having a look-see, having a bit of a look around and walking up to the white post where the tree finished. If it had been laying down quite a few people.
And if we're honest, there's not really a lot to look at, is there?
Nah, there's not a lot to see. Hopefully when these fellas shoot up, we'll have something for them to look at.